Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So utilize it in that business particular aspect. And he's saying now we're trying to get enough money so that we can buy back this temple or this restaurant. And then they took, and then you take this under consideration. Then they get a whole bunch of no son of a night. Mama said, we don't have nothing to help foreign peoples right yet. If anything, ask the foreign peoples to help us.
Yes, sir.
The so-called Africans.
Yes,
sir. What do we have a piece of land that we can help the so-called peoples of Africa?
Yes, sir.
The son of a night. Mama said, we need help. Now, you take this under consideration, and then you take about that clinic back there where you went right back there and where they had the minister that was in charge of that clinic back there where y'all was trying to go.
Yes, sir.
They done all got together and fair condemn, and they done got respiratory machines and stuff that cost over $300,000 or $900,000 worth of stuff that cost $1 million, and they took this medical stuff and give it to win friendship with the so-called peoples of Africa to use.
Yes, sir.
We need that stuff.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
What do we have to give something to those peoples when we need it?
That's right, yes, sir.
When friends with them, we're the ones that need it.
Yes, sir.
The Muslim and the Mama said, we don't do stuff like that.
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You say, but you're trying to bring a connection between that country and this country for goodwill. Mr. Allah, the President of Islam, Chief Allah, Muhammad, is less than the Muslim and the Mama says that to the Messenger of the Muslim and the Mama, that we, the American so-called Negro, is in the great need of helping Allah, the President of Islam, Chief Allah, Muhammad, is less than the Muslim and the Mama, is giving these things to us to help our own.
Yes, sir.
Not for you to take it and try to buy something else, a home, and give it to a so-called African, or buy a machine and give it to so-called Africa for friendship when someone right around the own, your own corner is in dreadful need of it.
Yes, sir.
That's not the proper way. But Allah God and the President of the Prophet Muhammad and his Messenger of the Prophet Muhammad causes Joshua to do that so that you, the knowers, will know behind the shadow of God, oh, he can't be the one. Can't be the one that's going to act in the role of the capacity of the Allah that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying that's coming after him.
Yes, sir.
He is only Joshua.
Yes,
I'm not trying to take one hair of Joshua's destiny away from him because I can't. And Joshua can't take one hair of me being the Allah of this day and time away from me.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can't take the messengership of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad away from him. You can't take Allah God, the President of the Wallace Chief of Allah Muhammad's works away from him.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad ain't never did nothing like that. And the way the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did things is what made you successful.
Yes, sir.
Now, how you gonna take it and make it? He told his followers, no, you don't, none of my followers understand anything. And then you understand, then some people say that, just like Malcolm went over there and tried to, tell us that we need to help so-called Africa get this and get that. How can we help them get something when we don't have nothing?
Yes, sir.
How can we get a whole bunch of money to send over there to feed the peoples of so-called Africa when we are hungry over here? That don't make no sense.
Yes, sir.
You understand that? Sure, they have. If you got a whole bunch of money, that's just like America, sending all that stuff over there to feed them hungry peoples, put all that to feed them peoples over there that's starving to death when people are starving to death right here. That's not no sense. That don't make no sense. You take care of your house first.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Well, a lot of the person that's about to see for our mother's blessing, the mother's blessing, the causes that to happen to make you be a knower.
Yes,
so that you know behind the shadow of doubt that you're on the right track and you are thinking right.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Because but by the grace of Allah, God, the President of the National Mother's Chief, Mother's Messenger, Mother's Mother's Mother, they could go you or I.
Yes, sir.
Thinking in that particular way. Because you know better than some of the so-called Larry Bruce. He's got a lot of, he put a lot of the answers together while I was away one time doing time for him and stuff. Well, he built a whole bunch of money. When they was trying to get some money in 84 or something, they gathered a whole bunch of money together and sent it over to Africa.
Yes, sir.
And took some of Sister Anne, some of my so-called Melina's money, and took and mailed it to so-called Africa to help them people when our people here needed.
That's right, yes, sir.
I told them, brother, what did you do that for? Because, you know, we trying to, brother, you trying to my foot.
Yes, sir.
You understand that you know some answer mamas right now that don't even have something, they didn't have nothing to eat, you should have went and gave it to them.
That's right, yes, sir.
So now, how did that sound? No way, shape, form, or fashion. You cannot help nobody until you help yourself. And Allah God and the President of the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of the Prophet Muhammad, right now is more concerned with his people than him.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you got millions and millions of dollars the people are building a home. You got contractors in the Nation of Islam, and you're not building homes. You're not going out there feeding the people by the canal and stuff. You don't have no soup lines and stuff. Hey, what's happening?
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we're supposed to have soup lines and feed our peoples.
Yes, sir.
And that's what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. The people just coming in like a snail. They're not coming in too fast. That now we got to figure out how to make a, or you got to stop the killing. Allah God, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that Allah God, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is causing all this to happen in order to make known to you about what he wants to do in America and bring peace to the Muslims here.
Yes, sir.
He's not here to try to bring peace to America.
That's right, yes,
sir. Because Mr. Babylon is going to have their peace.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
But he can tell you how you can have peace yourself in America.
Yes.
No matter what race, creed, or color that you are, all you have to do is submit to God. Yes. Allah, Master Wallace, Stephen, Mama, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you want it to be.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that's why the Most Honorable Night Mama came and set a picture for you of that nation.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
Yes, true, yes, sir.
So that's what we're talking about. We're not here trying to talk about some clean up. It's past that stage. America is dying now. It's past that stage, that hell. That in fact, the prophecy in the book says that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told you that's what's going to be happening. Children's killing their parents. Everything is going to be happening in the hells of North America. Now, what in the heck would I look like trying to stop them from doing that?
Yes, sir.
And stop them from doing that.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? The only thing I can do is go over here and get the righteous people together and make known to them what's going on and why it's happening.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And why to stay away from that.
Yes, sir.
Don't get involved in the picking up guns, picking up knives, congregating together, turf this and turf that, because that's the work of God for those that are going down.
Yes, sir.
You understand, some's got to die in order for some to live.
That's right, yes, sir.
And I'm not going to be going over there tussling with them. I'm a little too old to be going over there trying to tussle with them.
Yes, sir.
And if you're not going to tussle with them, Aaron couldn't tussle with them. And God said, I'm not going to tussle with them because those are the ones that are going down into hell.
Yes, sir.
And they say, separate yourself, those of you. Hold fast to what you got, separate yourself. And you will see that you have peace while everybody else, and you do it the way that I'm telling you, they won't be able to come over there and give you hell. They can only give themselves hell as they go on down.
Yes, sir.
So it'll make you know that, hey, man, I want to get some of that Islam.
Yes, sir.
You know which way you want to go. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm not about to get a bunch of brothers together and say, let's go jump over here and we're going to clean up our neighborhood with the, we're going to clean up the America, us Christian Jews and all of us. Hell no, that's an impossible thing, man.
Yes, sir.
It's an impossible thing.
Yes, sir.
You can't stop the downward plunge of hell.
Yes, sir.
Because Allah God, the President, Master Wallace, Chief of Allah, Muhammad, Jehovah Yahweh, whatever you want to be, has decreed that.
Yes, sir.
Now, what would I look like trying to fight him?
Yes, sir.
I'm not about to do that.
Yes,
and I'm not going to join forces with no Christians to try to do nothing.
Yes.
I'm not going to join forces with no... If they want to do anything, join forces with the Lord God and the President of Master Brother Chief of Allah Muhammad, his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and this here Islam.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to take Islam and say, the Holy One doesn't tell you anything. You can't do nothing with those Christians.
That's right.
You're not going to change those Christians.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? You let Allah, God, and the President of Master Brother Chief of Allah Muhammad, his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you let Jehovah Yahweh, whatever it wants to be, to deal with those Christians and those Jews.
Yes, sir.
And those Christians and Jews that are real, that know the truth, will come to Islam. We don't go to them.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We can't pull our mind power together to do nothing.
That's right. Yes, sir.
No way, shape, form, or fashion. If I'm going to put my mind power with them.
Yes, sir.
In the last days, God said, don't come to me before me with any other religion other than the right religion.
That's right, sir.
Now, what I'm going to be coming up there before him, here's some Christians, and some Jews, and some Buddhists, and some Yogis, and some Hinduists, and some Baptists. Oh, no, not I.
Yes, sir.
That ain't what he said, too.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to lock hands with them and let us go hand in hand together nowhere.
Yes, sir.
But then we'll be eating pig ear sandwiches, man, mini skirts, and wigs and stuff again.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going for that one.
No, sir.
And then I'll be done built my world around hell.
Yes, right.
You understand? And when it comes time for hell to erupt, and hell is erupting right now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
And the wicked is not knows that he is blessed to have peace. Let us stay in our peace and stay from that foolishness. But hold our arms open for those when they do come running in to get some of this peace.
Yes, sir.
Don't let us try to run over there where they're at in their hell.
No, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to contribute to the downfall of America. I'm not going to contribute to the upbringing of America.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to contribute to being in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to throw no paper down in the streets. I'm not going to cuss out no officers. I'm not going to throw no rock at no officers. I'm not going to throw no rock at nobody. I'm just going to be righteous.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, I don't need no thieves around me, and I'm not here to program no thieves.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pay you to all I got, because I can look out there and you can see the works of what's happening to thieves.
That's right.
You can see the works of what's happening to the freaks.
Yes, sir.
You can see the works of what's happening to those who think that a gun can protect them, or a knife can protect them, or they try to smoke a pipe to escape the reality of the night.
Yes, sir.
Or they try to do some LSD to try to develop some type of religious psychic power.
Yes, sir.
They're jumping off buildings thinking they can fly.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about truth.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How can I talk about the hell house and then say, come, my followers, let's join the hell house to see if we can change the hell house, when it said that the hell house was designed for hellfire?
Yes, sir.
I cannot do that. Do you understand what I said? That's why Joshua was kind of confused, and he had to receive word from the secret captain of the Lord of Hosts.
Yes, sir.
Because he did not know what to do.
Yes, sir.
So he had to have some instructions that come to him.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
So Joshua is Joshua, and I don't come and say that Joshua is not Joshua.
Yes, sir.
I don't say Farrakhan is not Farrakhan.
That's right.
I say, Farrakhan, there's no way, and Joshua, there's no way that any of them know the right way. We need someone from Allah God and the person of Master Prophet Stephen Allah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah Muhammad, that they said that was coming after him, the earthly driven Allah me.
Yes, sir.
Master J.
Yes, sir.
Person that it had been prescribed that would come.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what we need, just like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a direct hookup with our God and the person of Master Prophet Stephen Muhammad. Now, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Prophet Stephen Muhammad is directly one another, and they have a direct hookup through the remote control unit, me, through the remote control units of the ones likened to me, myself, other than the Elohim, y'all, me, we, us.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And can no one come out there and say, well, none of the believers can come out there and say, well, we raised you.
Oh, that's right. No,
sir. Jesus. Yes. I've gotten the person of Master Wallace Stephen Lamar has mentioned the most honorable nine mother raised up.
That's right.
Master J, what are you talking about?
That's
and I know what you're talking about. You're talking about what I've gotten the person of Master Wallace Stephen Lamar and his mentioned the most honorable nine mother wants you to talk about so that we'll know that you don't know what you're talking about. So the most honorable nine mother had already said that you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
So that makes us know that much more that what we're getting is coming directly from our God and the person of Master Wallace Stephen Rahm Muhammad and his message and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad the most.
Oh, yes,
sir.
That's
right,
sir.
Yes, sir. That's true.
That's
true, yes, sir.
But we're not about hiding nothing.
Yes, sir.
And when you get truth, it's incumbent upon you to give it to the people that speak. Our God and the person of Master Wallace Stephen Rahm Muhammad and his message and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is giving you that knowledge. So you don't need me out there all the time. You don't, yeah, you do need me out there, but I'm saying that you don't need me to be back there talking all the time when someone asks you something when you're somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Giving you this knowledge so that you can answer them. When you answer them, that's about God and the person of Master Father, Jesus, our mother, is best of us out of God's mother, is answering them through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. But I'll praise you to Allah. This person, Master Father, Jesus, our mother, says, just like Mother Superior, all of them, just like when, the stuff that I tell you about Monique, Monique, Erica, and the roles that they have to play, you got to be able to have that knowledge and hold that knowledge and understand that knowledge, just like if so-called Erica comes from other stuff, you got to understand there's a yin to a yang, and that's the natural way for a person to think with just a little bit of knowledge that it has, so
yes,
that you're not able to become emotionally moved about it. But remember, the thought should be, remember, but by the grace of Allah, God, the President of the Bible, I remember, they go, you, and you got to remember this here, it was on the level where that was at, you were doing the same thing too.
Yes, sir.
When you was on that particular level.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, that just makes mathematics be true.
That's right, yes, sir.
You can look at that and just breeze on by. You don't look and say, well, I wonder why he's doing that and what to do about that. You just leave it alone. When you get more knowledge out of the prison, that's why leave it alone. It doesn't know that it gives you more knowledge. Well, how did you get where you are right now?
Yes, sir.
Then, as you get more knowledge, then it changes. The knowledge of God in the present master body, the master body, the master body, the thing about it changes, isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So got therefore, that. You're able to just breathe through that, you can see. That's why you got to be able to see and not see.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And not know.
Yes, sir.
The knowledge has not become a burden to you.
That's right, yes, sir.
But when you first get knowledge, it becomes a burden because you see these things and you don't want them to do these things. And as you read it, you try to stop them from doing that. And if you haven't been made known, as God has done, so should it be done unto them. And what you have learned from them, and they're traveling the same road that you travel. So all you got to remember is how you heard the word.
Yes, sir.
But you went through it, then you understand, oh, that's natural.
Yes, sir. Isn't
that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's time for me to go back to the single cell and write.
Yes, sir.
So you can pray this paper back and forth to yourself or something and write about it, okay? You haven't heard from Brother Anthony on the so-called or D?
No, sir.
Or Brother Anthony on the so-called, but you write people, okay?
Yes, sir.
And carry yourself in a perfect mannerism.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Have no hate or anything like that. And what you see, don't see.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Dollar Wood, I love you, and I love all the righteous people that understand the other ones.
Yes, sir. So Dollar Wood, we love you too, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
It was, you have to really listen back to the beginning. I was-